KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies this morning to give way to partly cloudy skies this afternoon. We expect a high near 30. Winds will be northwest at 15 to 30 this morning, diminishing this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Already we have some school districts that have canceled classes for today. You can find the entire list on our website at KJAN.com under the Community Hub. Click on the Cancellations tab. The latest additions to the cancellation list includes Atlantic, Griswold, Riverside, Cam, Nottoway Valley, and Walnut. Again, those schools which had earlier elected to delay the start of classes have canceled. Atlantic, Griswold, Riverside, Cam, Nottoway Valley, and Walnut canceled classes for today. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports voters in the Cam Community School District on Tuesday approved the extending of the current Physical Plant and Equipment Levy, or PEPL, for another 10 years, along with an increase in the levy rate of 67 cents per $1,000 property valuation to $1.34 per thousand. The public measure A was approved by a vote of 134 yes to 94 no votes, or a majority of the voters, 58.2%, approving the measure. District officials say they plan to use the funds to improve and maintain their current facilities, purchase school buses, and purchase technology for students and staff. The levy cannot be used for staff salaries or supplies. Those will come from the general fund. The results of Tuesday's vote will be canvassed by the Cass County Board of Supervisors Thursday afternoon. Officials of the Iowa DNR said Tuesday afternoon an electrical short in a well house serving the city of Elliott in Montgomery County prevented the well from coming online, and residents of the town were being advised to drink bottled water only. Although the well was back online by Tuesday afternoon, officials said it would take several hours before the tower refilled and pressure was restored. Due to high nitrate levels, the bottled water advisory has been issued. Bacteria samples were collected Tuesday, and another set is scheduled to be collected today. Until those samples are cleared, the city is furnishing bottled water to its citizens available at the town hall. The test results may be available late Thursday at the earliest, or more likely on Friday. In the meantime, citizens in Elliott should use bottled water until then. Infants who drink water containing nitrates in excess of standards could become seriously ill, and if untreated, may die. Symptoms include shortness of breath and blue baby syndrome. Again, all residents in Elliott should use only bottled water. Do not boil your tap water, as is typically the case, because in this particular instance, boiling will increase the nitrate concentrations. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday no injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident Tuesday afternoon. At around 1:40 p.m., a Dodge Dakota pickup owned and operated by Austin Peterson of Red Oak was traveling westbound on 190th. Peterson lost traction on the snow and slush-covered road and crossed the center line before entering the south ditch off 190th Street near the intersection with J Avenue. The left rear of the truck hit a utility pole, causing the left rear axle to shear off and damage the box side of the truck. The vehicle sustained an estimated $2,500 damage. No citations were issued, and the investigation is complete. The Atlantic City Council this evening will act on setting the date for a public hearing on a resolution that would approve or deny the voluntary annexation of a property at 56988 635th Street or Outfitters Plus. The hearing will likely be set for 5:30 p.m. on March the 2nd. Tonight's meeting also begins at 5:30. The property in question is located immediately north of the East Side Business Park at the farthest eastern border of Atlantic's political boundary. City Administrator John Lund says when the city annexed the land for the East Side Business Park, consideration was given to the property mentioned to join in the annexation, but the owners chose not to do so. At that time, the property had its own sewer system, but Lund says it's his understanding the system is failing and the owners now want to connect to the city's sewer network. If city leaders do eventually approve the voluntary annexation, Lund says some property east of there may prove to be an option for further annexation. He said it would also mean the city could collect the extra sales tax penny for both the land in question and any further adjacent annexation. In other business, the city council tonight is expected to approve a resolution accepting the work for the 2015 street improvements to close out the contract for all the streets projects completed over the summer that were funded through the 2015 local option sales tax revenue bonds. The final contract price was $1,025,144. We'll take a look at the funeral announcements here in just a moment. Just wanted to update you on some other cancellations we just received word of. Adair Casey and Guthrie Center Community Schools have now canceled classes for today. So the list now includes Atlantic, Griswold, Riverside, Cam, Nottoway Valley, Adair Casey, Guthrie Center, and Walnut that have canceled classes as of later this morning. Those are the announcements that have come in over the past couple of hours. In our funeral announcements, Lewis Anthony Doc Hall, age 88 of Griswold, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. A massive Christian burial for Doc Hall will be on Friday at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Eldred Mick Kane, age 84 of Panama, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Mick Kane will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Ann Kinkle, age 92 of Defiance, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Mary Ann Kinkle will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lorene Vorm, age 89 of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lorene Vorm will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Athletic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Darlene Kenkel, age 77 of Erling, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Darlene Kenkel will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Juanita McDermott, age 94 of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Juanita McDermott will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Milton Berlin Sheeter, age 59 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. A private family memorial service will be held for Milton Sheeter on Saturday at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.